Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with a few moments to think about astronomy. Before telling you about the latest exotic discoveries of cosmic dimensions, closer to home, there will be a total eclipse of the sun on the 8th to the 9th of March. Unfortunately, you will have to hot-foot it to Indonesia for your 249 seconds of total daytime darkness. Do not adjust your sets. I'm about to talk about fast radio bursts, which is nothing to do with Rodney's penchant for explosive military-style music early in the morning, that is, any time before 9 a.m. No, cosmically, fast radio bursts are brief yet brilliant eruptions of cosmic radio waves, and they have baffled astronomers since they were first reported nearly a decade ago. Though they appear to come from the distant universe, none of these enigmatic events has revealed more than the slimmest details about how and where they were formed, until now. And this, cosmically speaking, is an important discovery. This sizzlingly brief burst of information is culled partly from Astronomy Now. By poring over 650 hours of archival data from the National Science Foundation's Green Bank Telescope, a team of astronomers uncovered the most detailed record ever of a fast radio burst. Their research indicates that the burst originated inside a highly magnetized region of space, possibly linking it to a recent supernova or the interior of an active star-forming nebula. We now know that the energy from this fast radio burst passed through a dense magnetized region shortly after it formed. This significantly narrows down the source's environment and type of event that triggered the burst. Lasting only a fraction of a second, yet packing a phenomenal amount of energy, fast radio bursts are brief radio flashes of unknown origin that appear to come from random directions on the sky. Though only a handful have been documented previously, astronomers believe that the observable universe is rocked by thousands of these events each day. The researchers found the newly identified fast radio burst by using highly specialized software developed by researchers including Jonathan Sievers from the University of KwaZulu-Natal. The recorded data, a total of 40 terabytes, which is an awful lot, created a substantial analysis challenge, which was made even more difficult because the otherwise short, sharp signal of a fast radio burst becomes smeared out in frequency by its journey through space. And this is the important nugget of information here. This smearing of the radio signal, known as dispersion delay, is often used to estimate distance in radio astronomy. The greater the dispersion, the further the object from Earth. In this case, the dispersion measure suggests that the fast radio burst originated as far as 6 billion light years away. Sir Geoffrey Peterson, who's a faculty member in Carnegie Mellon's McWilliam Center for Cosmology, he said that hidden within an incredibly massive data set, we found a very peculiar signal, one that matched all known characteristics of a fast radio burst, but with a tantalizing extra polarization element that we have simply never seen before. So polarization is a property of electromagnetic radiation, including light and radio waves, and indicates the orientation of the wave. Polarizing sunglasses use this property to block out a portion of the sun's rays, and 3D movies also use it to achieve the illusion of depth. Further analysis of the signal reveals that it also passed through two distinct regions of ionized gas called screens on its way to Earth. And by using the interplay between the two screens, astronomers were able to determine their relative locations. The strongest screen is very near the burst's source, within 100,000 light years, placing it inside the source's galaxy. By also having a distance, we can now measure how dense the material is between the point of origin of the fast radio burst and Earth, comparing that with the current model of distribution of matter in the universe. They're very clever, these scientists. And this lets us weigh the universe, or at least the normal matter it contains. So now it seems we can use fast radio bursts to map distances in the universe, but not only that, but also to confirm the current cosmological model describing the distribution of matter in the universe. In the current model, the universe is believed to be made up of 70% dark energy, 25% dark matter, and only 5% of ordinary stuff, that is the matter that makes everything we see and everything we are. However, through observations of stars, galaxies, and hydrogen, astronomers have only been able to account for about half of the ordinary matter, and the rest couldn't be seen directly, and so has been referred to as missing. So the good news is that these observations are consistent with the theoretical models, and so it looks like we've found that missing matter. And it also looks like we now have a great cosmological measure for distance. So looking forward, the Square Kilometre Array, with its extreme sensitivity, resolution and wide field of view, is expected to be able to detect hundreds of fast radio bursts and to pinpoint their host galaxies. A much larger sample will enable precision measurements of cosmological parameters such as the distribution of matter in the universe and provide a refined understanding of dark energy. And you heard it here on Fine Music Radio. This is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FMR.